It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
Everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Yeah, debate watchers in the Biden-Trump camp seem to agree on one thing. The sitting president had a bad night. A raspy and sometimes uneven halting President Biden tried to confront Donald Trump in their first debate. Caught up earlier this morning with Brian Kilmeade on some of the key takeaways.
Well, he's going to be with Glenn Youngkin today. The president's so smart not to do interviews last night. So smart not to send anybody out. Let that stand. He's not going to name a VP. That would be nuts. Let this stand. So he's going to go to Virginia where he's in a dead heat. He's in a dead heat in Minnesota, New Hampshire before this debate. There'll be conversation with Joe Biden, and he's going to tell everybody, don't worry about it. I'll do better in September. I'll do better in September, 3 months from now. 3 months. If I'm Trump, I say, yeah, in September, we might do the debate on my rules. And we'll see how that goes. Put a live audience in there. Let people have real exchanges. But I think there's going to be some serious conversations with him. I never thought we'd get here. I thought when he was the nominee and they pushed RFK off out of the party, I thought that was it. So I am a little shocked. I think we're going to have shows about possible replacements. Gavin Newsom was the only significant figure to show up last night to try to spin things. And he didn't come off sincere. I don't really trust that guy. He's got the same message and almost as low approval rating. His approval rating in friendly Democratic California is 44%. His whole job performance is his problem. So I think that Donald Trump should feel good about his greatest weakness, even though people think his greatest strength listening to us right now, and that is about abortion. He put it to long-term abortion. I think Joe Biden was unable to get his feet underneath him on Afghanistan. He brought up Afghanistan, the biggest military disaster in American history, including Saigon. And he brought it up and said nobody died under his watch. How do you think those 13 families feel and those dozens that were injured in the explosion at Abbey Gate? So, I can't tell you. They are taking on so much water now, I don't know where to start. If I'm Trump, I keep it general. This is what I'm going to do. He can outrun the country. Give me 3 more months. I will get us on track. I would change my rhetoric even more uniting. I would say it was pathetic what I witnessed last night. I had trouble rebutting him because I could not understand what he meant. And one time he did say that. I don't know what you just said. One time Jake Tapper did save him. He said, Medicare, killing it. He goes, okay. And he just moved on. And then Trump said, I don't know what he just said. And everyone just got quiet. I'll say this. Moderators did a great job. That's what the moderators got to do. That was great.
All right. So Brian Kilmeade with the early takeaway. In fact, he was telling me earlier this morning he didn't speak with anyone after the debate because he went right to bed. So it was his first conversation early in the morning. It was his first chance to kind of react. And we're seeing more of the reaction throughout the morning. We'll hear more from Brian here starting at 10 o'clock on 104.5. WOKV News Time now 6:45.